Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now going to do a quick review of chapters 15 and 16 of Joshua. This will be a very short audio. These two chapters concern the allotment of land for Judah, Ephraim, and Manasseh, three of the southernmost tribes. The other seven will be allotted later on when we get there. Now, these chapters contain a lot of geography, a lot of names that have been lost, a lot of names we are familiar with if we've studied any Old Testament geography at all. And I'm not going to go through these two chapters verse by verse. I believe in having a detailed exposition of the scriptures, but this is getting too much into the weeds for these two chapters, and so we're going to summarize a little bit. Our context is this. In the last chapter, we looked at the inheritance west of the Jordan, the roughly where the tribal allotments fell, sort of a summary of the distribution of the land. And now we're going to get into the weeds, get into the allotments for three or two and a half of the southern tribes on the west side of the Jordan. So we start now in Joshua 15, verse 1. Now the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families, reached the border of Edom southward to the wilderness of Zin at the extreme south. Now we're starting at the tribe of Judah, probably because Judah was the most important tribe. It was the preeminent tribe. It could be because they drew the lot first, or it could be because they were the most preeminent tribe of Israel. But at any rate, they go first. Now, as a preliminary observation about these allotments, it's difficult to know exactly where everything is. And there's a reason for that. Let me read you what Adam Clark says about this. Quote, "The geography of the sacred writings presents many difficulties occasioned by the changes which the civil state of the Promised Land has undergone, especially for the last 2,000 years. Many of the ancient towns and villages have had their names so totally changed that their former appellations are no longer discernible. Several lie buried under their own ruins, and others have been so long destroyed that not one vestige of them remains. On these accounts, it is very difficult to ascertain the situation of many of the places mentioned in this and the following chapters." And the best map system out there is BibleAtlas.org, and they have a lot of question marks by a lot of places. So 2,000 plus years, the lot's going to get lost, so we shouldn't be surprised by that. Now, how was this division of land done? According to John Gill, the lots were first cast for the tribes, at least here in Gilgal. That's where we are now in Gilgal, which is right down there, right near the northern tip of the Dead Sea on the western side of the Jordan River, the first place that Joshua crossed the river, and that's where his camp was after his northern and southern campaigns. So he's at Gilgal, and he does the distribution for the families of Judah, Ephraim, and Manasseh, the two and a half tribes of the west. The other seven tribes are going to be done in Shiloh further to the north later on. Now, there's a question that has arisen, which lots were cast for families within the tribes? Joshua 15:1 mentions families. The verse that we just read, "Now the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah according to their families." Well, now the question is, we know the lot was cast for Judah, roughly where Judah is going to be, but now within the borders of Judah, which family gets which land? Well, that was either done by lot also, or it was done by wise negotiation and discussion and judgment and prudence. You take your choice on those two options. I think it was probably left to prudence and judgment. Now, before all this division could be done, an accurate survey would have had to have been done first, and these surveyors would have accompanied the conquering army of the Israelites. Remember, the Israelites have basically conquered, not completely, but basically, the whole area of the Promised Land. And so surveyors went and said, okay, this right here belongs to us, and they surveyed it out. And no doubt, as they did their survey, they would have used a lot of judgment and discretion. They would have looked at the advantages and disadvantages of each tract and carefully weighed those advantages and disadvantages. So as a brief review, where are the 12 tribes? Well, you got two and a half on the east side of the Jordan River. That's Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh. And then on the western side of the Jordan River, the two and a half tribes we're dealing with in these couple of chapters, chapters 15 and 16, are western Manasseh, half Manasseh, plus Ephraim, plus Judah. So that's two and a half on the east, two and a half on the west. That's a total of five. We've got seven more, which are coming up later on. Seven more on the west, a total of 12. And remember now, Joseph is one of the original patriarchs, but we drop him out and replace him with his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. That gives us 13 tribes, but Levi doesn't get any tribal allotment because they're the priest, and so that drops it back to 12 tribes. Now I'm going to take the map and briefly tell you where all the 12, well, I'm not going to do all 12 of them. I'm just going to do the two and a half that these chapters care about. That's Western Manasseh, Ephraim, and Judah. So we start with Western Manasseh, half Manasseh. We start at the Kishon River, which you might recall runs from Mount Carmel down through the middle of the Jezreel Valley, which runs northwest to southeast from Mount Carmel down to the plains of the Jordan River at Beth Shan. This is right a little bit south of the Sea of Galilee, Beth Shan is, several, I mean 5 miles or so. So from the Kishon River, you go all the way to right about where Shechem is, the famous Shechem where Mounts Ebal and Mount Gerizim were. That's the Yarkon River. The Yarkon River runs from Shechem at the northeast, going southwest to right around Joppa in the plains of Sharon. That's the southern border of Manasseh. So just remember that Shechem in the south and the Kishon River, the Jezreel Valley in the north, that's Manasseh. And of course, the western border is the Mediterranean Sea and the eastern border is the Jordan River, so that's easy. All right, the tribe that's to the south of Manasseh is Ephraim. So you go from the Yarkon River, which I just described, Shechem to Joppa. You go south all the way right around Bethel, which you recall is, 10, 15 miles north of Jerusalem. And Bethel is right there in the center point of the southern boundary of Ephraim. The western boundary of Ephraim doesn't go all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. It gets cut off by the allotment to Dan before it gets there. And the easternmost boundary is roughly the Jordan River. And now we are we're in the southern half of the Jordan River Valley as we divide between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. So that's Ephraim. Shiloh is right in the eastern center part of Ephraim, and that's where Joshua is going to end up here in a few chapters. So that's Ephraim. So Manasseh to the north, Ephraim, the next southernmost province. And then Benjamin and Dan are on the southern border of Ephraim. Dan to the west and Benjamin to the east. And the boundary line of Benjamin goes right through Jerusalem. And the northern part of Jerusalem belongs to Benjamin. The southern part belongs to Judah. So basically, when we look at Judah, we're looking at Jerusalem, which is at the very northern tip of the Dead Sea on the western side of the Jordan. That's Jerusalem. And going south all the way to the southern border of Israel, basically, which is way down there, the desert of Zin, right on the border of Edom, because Edom, remember, was at the right there at the southern edge of the desert of Zin. So all the Negev belongs to Judah. Let's just say all the way down to the Wadi El Reish, to the border of Egypt, down to where Kadesh Barnea is. So as we're going from Jerusalem to the very southernmost border of Israel, we pass, of course, Bethlehem and Hebron, a little bit further south, which is maybe a third of the way down the western coast of the Dead Sea, right on the western foothills of the mountains that rim the Dead Sea. And then we go a little bit further south and we get Beersheba, the famous city. So Judah, just remember, is the southernmost part of Israel. And that's enough for these chapters. In our next audio, we will look at the problem of the daughters of Zelophehad. What happens when there are no sons to inherit and there's only daughters? Legal problem. We'll take that up in our next audio. Hope you enjoyed this short audio, and we'll see you next time.